This is your podcast for all things refinishing. I'm Lane Ball with Zebras Before and After. Welcome to this special release podcast in Season 3, Episode 18. Many of you were really excited about last week's podcast where we featured part one of our interview with Carlos and Kacha Hernandez from the Kacha YouTube channel. We announced that part two would air this week. We decided to release it a few days early. If you didn't hear last week's episode, make sure you check it out as both Carlos and Kacha share great insight into the idea of monetizing your furniture refinishing business by venturing into the world of YouTube. Today, we continue with the conversation in part two. Here is the rest of our interview. Enjoy. Kacha, I know a lot of people are wondering about the fact that, you know, you went from furniture refinishing and making money off of that on a weekly basis to actually doing this YouTube channel. And so what was that like, that transition financially? Was that a difficult transition to make? I mean, did you go for weeks with like very little income?
Yes, I did actually, because I was making a really good income in that booth. And unfortunately, the shop closed down. And that is the moment when I started a YouTube channel. And I didn't open another booth because we were about to move to Maine. So I don't have a booth anymore. Now I have a YouTube channel. And we moved to Maine. The market was so small for painted furniture. So I wasn't flipping my furniture at all as fast as I was used to. So, and I wasn't monetized on YouTube for a whole almost year. So I started the YouTube channel in January. It took me from January to December to get monetized. That's how slow my YouTube was growing. So it was a hard transition, and it was hard, you know, and it was hurting me. Not so much because YouTube was not getting monetized, because I was like, you know, I just need more time. But it was hurting me that my furniture wasn't selling as fast as used to in Colorado, in Maine, because it's just a smaller, I live in a small town, and that was big. I will walk into the room where my furniture was, and I will look. I will be like, "Oh my God, is this like ugly? What is? Did I do the bad job? Why is this not selling?" You know, I went through that, and I will talk to Carlos, and he will be like, "Please, really? Like, you know, it will sell."
It was just a different market. You weren't used to it. They like different things. No one knew her. We know much more now. And a lot more people know you now. So we don't have that problem where we don't sell furniture. And we do understand that in the final months of winter, you know,
it's
going to get bad, because people just don't want to pick up furniture when it's 2 degrees. So
nobody won't. Yeah. But I learned my market. I have my repeat customers as well. And, but yes, it was tough, that because you don't start making money immediately on YouTube. Carlos can talk about that more.
We had a tough 2 years. The move from Colorado to Maine didn't work out very well initially. And that caused us to go all in on furniture. And with time, that was the best move we ever made. But we had what I would call the worst 2 years of our business venture. It got bad. You know, we had to find jobs. We did have to get side jobs, and we had to hustle furniture as much as we could, you know, selling it. And we still did the YouTube every week. So there was a period where it was tough. But like Kacha said, if you want to do it, you'll do it. You'll stick that out because you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. And success is not always easy, right? I mean, that's part of the story that you end up telling.
Yeah.
Once you reach where you guys are at today. And I think that's inspiring to a lot of people. Now, the furniture that you refinish on your YouTube channels, the majority of that, do you turn around and sell those pieces?
I sell almost everything. It's really rare for me to keep. I keep a piece or two. But that's really rare.
She recycles them. She might keep a piece, but then she'll sell a piece that she kept from a year ago.
Yes, I do that. Yeah, that I do that. I really don't 95% of the furniture, everything I paint on YouTube, I sell. So because I only do 4 pieces a month now. That is four tutorials, 4 pieces. Yeah. Where before I used to do 4 pieces a week, probably more. But that's how everything changed.
How fun, though, to these people that are buying your pieces. I mean, I hope you guys tell them, look, just want to let you know, you're going to take this home, put it in your living room, but yes. It's also on YouTube. 200,000 people saw it.
Some of them love it. Some of them know.
Yes. Yeah. I have a customer. She bought probably, I don't know, I think 6-7 pieces from me. And they, every time they buy a piece, they will go on YouTube and they will leave a comment that they bought that piece. They love our YouTube channel.
It's finally starting to happen. You were always saying how no one recognizes you, but just we went to a new place to buy furniture, and as soon as we walked in, I was going to tell them, because I walk in with my camera, and I'm like, hey, do you mind if I shoot, you know, some film or some pictures? And before I even finish the sentence, they're like, we know who you are.
Yeah.
I was in trouble. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was like, go right ahead. It's free promotion. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's right. They should have no objection.
And then yesterday we had a meeting and they recorded. It was so weird. It was like, it's starting to happen. Weird things are starting to happen where I'm starting to realize, hey, people think we're successful or something because they're treating us a little bit.
Yeah, well, you are. I mean, that's where we're at, right? In 2021, is that, you know, people are becoming famous within the YouTube industry because people are now able to, you know, get specific about what they're interested in. And if you're into furniture refinishing or just seeing before and after, then, you know, that's what they look forward to every week. They look forward to sitting down and watching the transformation take place, and that's exciting. So that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Carlos, you both work really hard. We've touched on this already, and it's a really cool balance. She refinishes, you produce. So give us an idea of how much is involved behind the scenes. And again, I know, to put things in context for our listeners, you know, Carlos, you have a background in production. Music production. So this wasn't totally foreign to you. I mean, I know you had to learn some new areas, and we always do in this industry because everything's always changing. But just sort of give folks like an understanding of what you do and what's involved.
Mainly editing. Editing will consume the majority of your time, and the more you want to lift your quality, the more time you're going to spend editing. It does require that kind of personality, which I have, but even saying that, it does frustrate me to edit all week long sometimes. I would say it's 80%, 70-80% that, and then you're always trying to, so I try to expand our business as much as I can, but sitting behind a computer 16 hours a day is not for everyone, and I understand. And it's not that I sit there editing 16 hours a day, but when you're learning something new, you're sitting behind a computer. When you're editing, you're sitting behind a computer. When you're, you know,
doing research, you're
doing research on
building a website.
I just built a website, so I had to, I'm not complaining. I think it's a beautiful thing that I can go on YouTube and learn how to do these things. But that's basically hours sitting on a computer.
That's time, a lot of time.
It accumulates and it gets frustrating, and that's why we want to expand and hire people. I'd love to train people, but it's a lot of that. So if you're okay with that or have someone that's okay with that, now you're good to go. Mm-hmm. If you're not, it doesn't mean that you can't be a content creator per se. You just may not be a YouTuber, but you may be great on lives, or you may be great on Instagram. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That fear of missing out is real. I have it. I think everyone does. But you don't have to have everything. You can take little bits and pieces of the cake, or you can try to eat it all. It depends on your personality. But it is a lot of work when you try to eat it all. It's almost impossible. There's too many apps, too much to learn. And remember, you're basically your own marketing department, so you're pushing your brand. That's why things like YouTube, I'm kind of giving you the bad part of YouTube, which is there's a lot of work. It's a lot of editing. But I got to give you the good part. YouTube is the world's number one engine, which is Google, and YouTube, the world's number one video platform, working for you. Mm-hmm. So the beautiful thing is they're going to promote you. the better you become, the more they will promote you. This also leads to different problems you got to learn how to deal with mentally, but the better you become, the more it will promote you for free. When you get good at these videos, YouTube itself will say, oh, wow, X is getting really good because there's a lot of people clicking on this video. And when they click on this video, they watch the whole thing. So whoever's interested in this kind of stuff, keep giving it to them. And then it's like this snowball, this feedback loop. More people keep clicking and watching. So YouTube is like, wow, this is really good. So for free, you're getting access to the best video platform and the best search engine, because now if someone goes on Google and says how to stain furniture and your video is really good, it's going to pop up in the top 5 videos, and now there's traffic coming that would have never found you from the entire world, and you're not doing anything for this. They're marketing it for you.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
always
beautiful.
Out there, right?
It's always out there. Yeah.
I mean, somebody can say how to stain furniture 2 years after the video on how to stain furniture was produced, and it's there.
Until someone comes along and makes a better one. Because remember, you're fighting for the top. But you don't have to look at it that way. What you can look at it as is, this engine is doing the marketing for me. It's acquiring all the new people for me, because I just have to worry about making good content. Mm-hmm. Which is really, really nice, because that doesn't happen on Instagram or Facebook. You have to pay to reach more people. You have to pay for it. YouTube, you don't. You can. You can run ads on YouTube for your video or your product or whatever you'd like, but you don't have to. What really, the reason advertisers are paying to be on YouTube is to get the people that you worked for. These people are there for you. And that's why you're making money, because you've already acquired them. Now the companies are saying, hey, let me have them. Let me get their attention for 20 seconds, 5 seconds. So it's beautiful. That system is kind of cool. But they do keep half of the money. They do charge you for it. But it is to me a big plus of YouTube, that once you do start doing it well, it will work for you.
YouTube wants you to succeed. They want you to make good videos. They actually want you to do that. And they will reward you for a good video. The video that's going to keep people watching it, they will reward you by showing it to more people. So it's not like what you said, Carlos, about Instagram. Instagram wants you now to pay for your picture to be seen by more people, right? YouTube doesn't do that.
You guys are doing a great job sharing the good and the bad in the process of starting a YouTube channel. But what would you say to someone who is still interested but nervous about the production side? Any way for them to do everything on their phone, like videoing, editing, and then uploading direct to YouTube?
I think it's possible.
Yes.
I wouldn't suggest that. I wouldn't suggest that, editing on your phone. But when I started, I recorded on my iPhone. I had iPhone 10 at the time, and then I will transfer all files to my computer, and then I will edit in iMovies, which is the simplest application out there for editing videos. That's the simplest one that I was totally fine with it, and I don't like editing videos. Like the one Carlos uses now, Adobe, I don't.
I would say the same as her, and I would say no, because editing... while I'm sure you can edit on your phone, let me explain it this way. There's different types of videos. What we do is DIY instructional tutorials. I would not recommend editing on your phone because of all the things that are going to happen. Now, you don't need to learn any hardcore tricks to make a good video. You do need to just get the basics. And this isn't, I know that there's some people that are, maybe like our older generations, are not very savvy to learning new things online. I understand. So I know it's not for everyone, but basic editing skills, most people can learn them. All you need to do is learn how to bring your video into a project, cut the pieces out you don't want, put them in place, and get them out of the project. That basic editing, most people for most ages can learn. So I don't suggest doing it on your phone because of the types of videos we make. That being said, there's different kinds of videos. And there is an X factor that I call like the person. There's the there's personalities that are very vibrant and all they need is a camera. So if you're making the kind of video where you're just going to talk, maybe it's a podcast, maybe it's a vlog, maybe it's a live. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about, yes, you can try that. You can try going into that sort of YouTube career where, you know, you just go live, you record it, you make sure you have good audio, a decent camera position where it can grab everything. You can do that, and that doesn't require editing. You can do a podcast-style format that doesn't require too much editing, but you may say things that you don't want to keep. I recommend learning the basics. There's basic software out there. If you have an Apple, it comes with it, iMovie, and it's free already. We already bought the computer, and you can find out how to do this in less than 30 minutes on YouTube. You should know the basics of how to import your files, edit them down basically, and get them into a video format. You should be able to get that general information in around 30 to 60 minutes of, and this is enough. That is enough. That's how we started, with an iPhone and iMovie. It's enough.
That's so well said, because I have tinkered around a little bit with some video production before, and I've looked at some of the different apps that you can download onto Mac or through their app store, these the software like iMovie, like you're talking about. But there's some other stuff out there too, and they're free. I think some of those, you know, you get the free version, you can upgrade to the pro. And even those aren't that expensive, but what I found them to be very intuitive. I mean, I think that, like you said, learning how to get your, to import your video and then how to sort of cut out parts that you don't want. And then there's all these transitions that you can lay in there, then your music and your voiceover.
Oh yeah, if you want to take it further, it's never been easier.
Yeah.
But instead of complicating it, if you're one of those people that technology and software is just difficult, then you just need the basics. And it will get you through. It really will. And even adding things like text, very, very simple to do. I agree.
Stay tuned as we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more from Carlos and Katja. Support for Zebra's Before and After comes from Zebra, the brush company that produces application-specific paintbrushes that will literally change your paint life. Whether you are painting a room, creating a craft, or refinishing a furniture piece, Zebra has you covered. Each one of our thoughtfully designed brushes has a specific purpose in mind, and each one is packed with unique and proprietary filaments that are smaller in diameter, allowing us to give you 25% more filament pack out than your standard brush. That translates to smooth finishes and fun brushing. Zebra brushes give you the opportunity to fill your work and guide it to your desired destination. Enjoy and paint on. Well, that's really encouraging, I know, to folks that are thinking about this. So let me ask you this. This may be a difficult question, but just do the best you can with what you're, what you guys know and your experience. I mean, I know people are listening very intently to somebody who has 200,000 followers, because that's success. So what should people expect after they produce their first video and upload onto YouTube? I mean, should they, I mean, like, what times, timeline should they have? Should they just say, oh, you know what, I'm going to focus doing one a week. I'm going to see how it's doing, but I'm not going to get caught up in the fact that it's not doing as good as I hope it would.
This is what I would, this is how I would approach it. But again, I know now much more than when I started. Don't focus on any, don't look for results. Even though we're all going to look for results, I do understand. But come into the video with a plan of, I'm going to do what I want to do. Figure out how to do that. Whatever results you have shouldn't matter at this point. You should be figuring out, okay, I did what I did. Is this what I wanted to do? No. The answer is probably going to be no, because you just started. So you're going to say, okay, let me keep working on this, because there's going to be an X number of things that you're going to probably say, I want to improve on. Maybe it's the lighting. Maybe it's the way you film. Maybe it's the way you edit. Maybe it's the music you're selecting, or the way you're... So whatever it is, just work on it. Just say, Now that I'm actively doing this, I'm going to work on being better in front of the camera. I'm going to work on getting my lighting better. I'm going to work on making better videos. When you get to the point that you're like, okay, I'm making videos, I am filming them correctly, I know what I'm doing, in basic terms, I can make a video. Now start asking yourself, what is it you want to do? Because I feel like in the beginning, you're just going to... It's tricky when you use the word mimic, especially around artists, but you're going to do what you see. We all do. We all mm-hmm. just make videos and kind of just see what other people do. Try to do that. When you get to the point that you can do that and you know what you're doing, you know how to edit, you're okay with the camera, you know how to film, there comes this point, and this is my opinion, there comes this point where you should ask yourself, what do I want to do? Because when you find out who you are and what you want to do, that's your style. That's you. And I know I'm simplifying it, but if you can get to that point where you say, this is who I am and this is what I want to do, naturally, you're going to get your own image, your own mm-hmm. style. And that will reflect on your videos. That will reflect on your content. That is what will set you apart. And that is what will put you on a path to a much more aggressive growth. But to get to that place, you have to go through all these hurdles of finding yourself, finding your style.
Yeah.
And you may already know it in the art world, but you probably don't know how to create content and express yourself that way, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. But the only thing I want to clarify is that it's okay then just to go ahead, as, you know, I think you guys said earlier, Katja especially said, just jump in, just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's why she oversimplified it.
Yeah.
That's why I said it is genius. Just go do it. Yeah. Because the answers are going to come very quick. If this is not for you, it's going to come very quick.
Well, also, it's going to, you cannot say, because we've seen people who started a YouTube channel as furniture flippers, furniture tutorials, and they grew fast.
Okay, well, there's also a skill. There's also a skill gap here. I got to say that there's a lot of younger content creators coming in, but they have skills. So it's different. We're going to assume you have no skills. Mm-hmm. All of this can be fast forwarded. It's all experience, and that goes with any industry.
But let me clarify, when you say skills, you're talking about the skill behind
editing.
Yes,
mm-hmm. right.
It's filming.
Not even that. Not even that. They look good in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. They talk well. Their audio is well presented. Their shots are great. Their mm-hmm. transitions. When you see something like that, you have to know in the back of, maybe you won't know at the beginning, but when you learn, you will know that those people are not brand new. Even if they appear to be brand new,
they have experience.
They may be film students. They may already have public speaking experience. There may be a lot of underlying things that help them get there so much quicker.
So don't be discouraged. I wanted to say to people, don't be discouraged if they see somebody start a YouTube channel and grow so fast, and then you are starting a YouTube channel and you maybe put a video or two and it's not picking up so much. Don't be discouraged. Just try to be better, to
just
work on
going.
Your skill and educate yourself. I spend hours and hours watching YouTube when I wanted to do a YouTube channel. I watch mm-hmm. I don't know how many other channels and learning and trying to listen, like, so you have to educate yourself.
The thing is that once you start learning, you're now going to look at content differently. Before you start creating content, you've never noticed the things you will start noticing, like the music, how they shot. Ooh, look at that transition. Look what they did here. You had never even considered that until you have to think, hey, what am I going to do for audio? How do you even begin to think? Now, all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you're like, huh, what did Katja do? for audio. What did Christina do? What did Lane do? Yeah, so don't be discouraged. Always be willing to learn. Always be willing to share. Like, if you can't do it yourself, then just try to build a team and share all the success, because there is a way to make it happen. Everyone's story will never be the same.
Well, you know, you just mentioned the fact that the younger people coming in kind of grew up with this stuff and they have a skill. I would think that's an opportunity. If you're a furniture refinisher and you want to do a YouTube channel, but you don't know anything, or you not know anything about this, the back end production and all of that, but you want to get it going, you know, Carlos, you mentioned this earlier, you can partner with somebody, maybe find a student, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe find a student, yeah, who can help you put these things together, and it would be a, you know, a side job for them.
Your children, if you have children that are young, they can teach you a lot. They know everything. They can teach you a lot about social media. Depending on their age, they may or may not want to be involved, but they can teach you a lot.
Yeah.
Young people can teach you a lot, yeah.
And the most important thing, I think, you should try to be yourself on your channel. Try to find yourself. And as Carlos said, it's going to take a while to you find yourself. But try to be original and be yourself, because people do recognize that. I feel like people recognize that.
It's difficult when you say things like that, because everyone wants to know the keys to success. And then when you say things so simple like be yourself, you know, it sounds so cliche and so simple.
I want to throw this out, because when you say like finding yourself, you know, that does sound a little bit abstract, and that's a common phrase that we've heard before. But I think you can sort of solidify this, but I think what that means is that finding yourself with respect to your YouTube channel and your role in it is probably when you become comfortable with it. You know, where you're doing it and you're enjoying it and you're comfortable with it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then you will find yourself, you will find your style.
That's why starting is the biggest thing, because when we say starting, we mean just get going, and that might not be over for a year or two. You might be starting, quote, for a year or two. That's how long it might take you to find yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, this, the moment that you do, the moment that you hit this stage where you're like, I know how to create content, I know how, I feel comfortable with every stage, every step. Now the struggle starts, because when that happens, normally you're growing. Now your channel is growing. The moment all these things combine and click, your channel starts growing. It's like magic. It's like, okay, now we're making some pretty good content. Well, the channel's growing pretty well. And then now you're going to find kind of these other set of problems, which we were talking about at the beginning, which is now you're going to struggle with other things. Now money is involved, and the money is growing, and now companies are coming at you, and now you've hit a new plateau of things. Yeah. You're not making like all this money, like you're not rich, but you're making money, and now people want your time, people want your attention, people want your channel. Hey, can you sell some bracelets? Hey, you want some free paint? Hey, look, I've got purses. And you're like, what do I do? And now you're under pressure, because when you do get money, you start saying, oh wow, when I make a good video, I make more money. Yeah. So when I make a bad video, oh my God, is my family going down? Now this whole other part of your brain that didn't exist when you painted exists.
It's another level.
Yeah, there's so many dynamics. And honestly, I really hope that you guys will come back on, because I think a lot of listeners will have questions. I mean, I know you guys have done a phenomenal job of just sort of giving people the full picture, giving them behind the scenes, what things to consider if you're thinking about jumping into YouTube. But as you just said, there's a whole nother dynamic or dimension to it once you reach a level of success. And hopefully we can talk about that again. I mean, I always enjoy talking with you guys. You both have done a tremendous job with your YouTube channel. And I just want to say this too. If you would give us the YouTube channel that you have, the Kacha YouTube channel, if they go to that, they can also see the reality show, Life in Color, as well, and the podcast, correct?
Yes. Everything is on Kacha channel.
Yep, they're all on playlists. We also have a website. We haven't officially launched it yet. We're trying to get a blog together, but it is kachafurniture.com. It is up already. I haven't added Life in Color, but you can find the podcast, the latest podcast, latest videos. You can find our
tutorials, workshop.
Her workshop, if you're just new to painting. And there's a bunch of things that are going to be added on there as we go. I'm learning all about that. So, and I do also want to mention that thank you very much for hosting us. We have always had amazing conversations with you on and off record, and we're very grateful that you guys are nice enough to host our podcast and invite us to yours.
Well, that's likewise. And yeah, I hope our listeners will go to the Katja channel, not only to see the great content, but also to check out the Life in Color reality show, and also to check out the podcast. There are, I think you've done over 50 podcasts on there, Katja.
Yeah, 55 was just released, and you are the host. So
yes,
if you love
right.
the Zebra podcast, you are going to love episode 55.
Yeah, and listen, it is good, and I hope you guys will go watch it, because you'll learn a lot more about Carlos and Katja. And it was fun to chat with you guys and learn more about you, and really the fact that you guys are taking the time to share, you know, I don't necessarily say secrets, but you know, with the ins and outs of creating a YouTube channel and actually encouraging people to do that. That's tremendous. That's such an encouragement to the community that you guys not only want to see yourself succeed, but you want to see other people succeed as well. So that's, you know, accolades.
Oh, there's
to you guys
so
for
much
that.
Room. There's so much hunger for good content. Yeah. If I somehow could, I promise I would love to make a channel to teach people what we're talking about, like how I approach filming, what helped me make better scenes, how I edit. Like, I would love to do that, because they are hungry for content. There's mm-hmm. not enough content. I know it doesn't sound that way because there's so many coming and there's so many videos, but there's not enough good content. Yeah. There's a lot of videos, but they're not all good. And
you're right.
People like to be engaged. So they're waiting for you. If you are someone that has the potential to learn how to make engaging content, they're waiting for you. They're there. Yep.
Well, excellent way to end this show. Thanks again for coming on our podcast. You guys are the best. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the special release of Part 2 with Carlos and Katja. Stay tuned for this Wednesday's podcast, Episode 19, as we announce our June featured artist and we talk with her about wet distressing. Have a great day and happy refinishing.